When it comes to mating among humans or other animals, the conventional wisdom is that it's better for females to attract one steady partner. But commentator and anthropologist Meredith Small began to question that wisdom after she did a bit of field research.
It was a lovely fall day in the southwest of France, where I had come to observe breeding season in a captive group of Barbary macaque monkeys. As a primatologist, I was used to walking behind monkeys all day, recording their behavior, and I knew I would catch some females mating if I followed them long enough. The idea was to mark down which males were the favorites. From a female monkey point of view, females put a lot of energy into making babies and bringing them up, and so they ought to make very careful mate choices. Armed with that traditional theory, I began to track one of the female monkeys in heat. I followed her bright pink swollen backside across the meadow and into the woods, where she met up with a male and turned her rear to him as an invitation for sex. And then she walked up to the next male and the next, moving from one to another like a bad girl on a street corner. Obviously, this monkey hadn't read the theory, and she didn't care. As I learned that fall, Barbary macaque females are what we would call promiscuous, and it turns out that other females are not as sexually reticent as they should be. From birds to chimpanzees, it's often the girls, not the boys, who like variety. If you think about it, there are good reasons for females to fool around. Maybe she's stirring the sexual pot, urging the males to fight with each other so that she can pick the best one. Mating with many males also confuses paternity. Any of them might be the father, and a male won't harm an infant if he has a history with the mother. In fact, he might even help out. Or maybe she's just making sure that sperm meets egg by keeping her reproductive tract full day and night. I suspect that in the case of Barbary macaques, a female moves from male to male, enjoying herself, simply because she can. There's no mom and dad telling her to act like a lady, no reputation to worry about, no one but me keeping track of where she goes and what she does.
Meredith Small is an anthropologist at Cornell University.